This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Today is Wednesday, July 6th, and it's a little after 11 a.m. in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today as we continue to count down to our country's 49th Independence Day celebration. Today's going to be an interesting show. The other day, my NIB card expired, and I was a little uneasy about the process and said, wife, do you think I need to go to Fox Hill NIB branch, or do I need to go to the head office? And she said, Nuri, why don't you go use Gateway? And I said, what? You know, you could go online and apply for these things via Gateway. And I said, what? And she said, yeah, man, they have a process, some system on the internet. Everything's so simple now. You just order it and you just go and pick it up. And I said, what? There's something online you could order these things? She said, yeah, man, you could order basically all your legal documents. I said, what? So anyway, because I had no clue, no idea if such a thing exists, I decided to investigate. And upon my investigation, I was able to get some people from the Digital Transformation... What is that? Digital Transformation...
Unit.
See, I already done lost with that. And I have guests with me who's from that unit, Miss Damara Dillett and Miss Anishka Boleg, who's going to basically tell me first, introduce himself and explain... What is the digital, so you're already forgetting it, Digital Transformation Unit, the DTU, and basically what they do there. So that's where I'm going to start with. And then I need them to help me, because I still don't have a NIB card. So I need you to guide me through the process. And so others like myself, who's lost that it exists, can also be guarded and know what to do. So we'll start with, to my right, that's Ms. Boleg. Go ahead, Ms. Boleg. Who are you?
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Bahamas. I'm so happy to be here.
Okay.
I am Anishka Boleg. I hail from the beautiful island of Andros. Hello to my Andros people. I work with the Digital Transformation Unit, which is the project team that is behind the My Gateway platform. I work as a change management practitioner, so my job is a beautiful one. I get to work with all of the agencies that we onboard onto My Gateway to make sure that they are moved along with the change, and I also serve as support for our communications team. So that's a little bit about me.
Okay, and you, Ms. Damara Dillett?
Yes, good Oh, I can't hear you. Can put it a little closer. Yes, good.
Good morning, Bahamas. My name is Damara Dillett. I am the legal consultant with the Digital Transformation Unit. A part of my role and responsibilities is just to ensure that the appropriate legal framework is created to support e-government and to move or transition the Bahamas into a digital government sphere. And that includes the My Gateway e-service delivery product.
Okay. And I hear all of that. And I appreciate the titles, right? But I have no idea what is My Gateway. And I want you to explain it for me. But before you do that, I have a giveaway for Independence. I have some macaroons. And I have some macaroons from Bahama Bell's Bakery. And they have macaroons that is coconut, mango, and guava in this display, in this giveaway. So the first person to call the station, whoever it is, will get that giveaway. I have it downstairs, and just mention your name and I'll record it, and you just come and pick that up. And Bahama Bell's Bakery phone number, because these macaroons are good, you can call them at 465-0329. That's 465-0329. And come by the Guardian and pick them up and experience this macaroon bliss. Okay? But again, I'll start with you, Damara.
Sure.
Okay, what is My Gateway?
So,
I need someone to tell me how I can get my NIB card.
Definitely. So, we'll walk you through, help you to understand some of the services. We'll talk a little bit about the NIB service, which isn't just on quite yet. So, we'll definitely provide some support for that. But My Gateway is a pretty much an e-service delivery product. And the beauty of it is it forms a part of a big pie. And that pie is the e-government transformation. So we're moving towards doing business a little differently in government. What we want to do is understand how we can better serve our clients, which is the Bahamian public, both persons, citizens, as well as persons who reside here. And so e-government allows us to do that. What we try to do now is just focus on the delivery of services in terms of what people want, the best way that we can get it to them, and then, of course, trying to get their input throughout the process. So traditionally, we would have been manual-based. That would have caused a bit of a headache. So persons interact with government in duplicitous means or manners. And so, you know, you walk into one agency, you present all of your identification at that agency, then you leave that agency and have to go and get a service from another agency, and you go through pretty much the same process all over again. And so that's led to us being a culture of persons walking around with passport, voter's card, NIB, driver's license, just so that they're able to access government services. What we want to do is reform the way that that's been happening. And the process of reforming that is actually creating e-government in country. So we're finding a way to streamline processes so that the burden isn't on the user. When they approach a government ministry, department, or agency to access services, we're making or trying to make it a bit more seamless. And the way that we've decided to do that is by introducing My Gateway, which is a safe, secure, reliable way to access government services online.
Ms. Bolak, let me go to you, right? And I see they mentioned safe and reliable, right? I kind of uneasy about having my documents online. I prefer to have it underneath my bed. Personally, I know where my passport is, it's underneath my bed. I know where my birth certificate is, it's underneath my bed. I know where my wedding certificate is, it's underneath the mattress, because my mother tell me, this is where you keep it, and it's safe. Yeah. You know, it's all folded neatly. And you're saying that this is a safe platform. But one time I went to the bank, and I withdraw some money, and all my money gone, right? Someone take it. How safe is this digital platform that you are suggesting that Bahamian people use, because it's easier?
Well, it is definitely a safe platform. And I will say this, the Digital Transformation Unit is a unit that's filled with experts and professionals. Mm-hmm. And one of our achievements over the past year is we do have a national CERT, which is the Cyber Incident Response Team, and they have a strategy. Mm-hmm. If there's any incident, there's any compromise, they have a plan on how to respond to that. But we did not just build My Gateway. We use My Gateway for our services as well. And definitely in terms of the general public, there are people we will find that are not comfortable.
I'm kind of scared.
Yes, online is daunting. But if the last 2 years has taught us anything, is that so many things were moved to the online platforms because we were in lockdowns, people were isolated, and they needed to access services, even in those conditions. So the pandemic itself was a thrust even for my gateway. So we found more persons were willing to try it, and they did see in the process that they were safe. We did a survey early on after we launched in February of last year. And we actually went to the agencies where persons were queuing up on the line. And we wanted to know, first and foremost, do you know that My Gateway exists and that you can apply? Let's use road traffic for an example. You can renew your driver's license online.
Wait, let me stop right there. You can get your license?
You can renew your driver's license.
So, no, I need a list of what all I can get. Because now you say I can get my license. If you know how long I stood on the line to get my license, and you're trying to say this is a simpler process.
You might have been on the line that day I was there.
Can you imagine? Give me a list of places, government agencies that uses My Gateway that I just didn't know about.
Okay, so let's go through the list of the agencies that are currently on the My Gateway portal. Okay. I'm saying currently because we have agencies that are lined up to be onboarded onto My Gateway to provide more services. Mm. So online now. The Road Traffic Department.
And road traffic meaning I can get my driver's license.
Driver's license renewal, the learner's permit, vehicle registration renewal is online. This is a true story.
So, I normally just WhatsApp that Facebook thing and they say, come and make your appointment and you go. That saved me a lot of time. Yes. I mean, that's good.
Yeah, so you can also book your appointment on My Gateway. And when you show up there at that time, we have runners, we have customer service agents that are there to assist you on the grounds at road traffic at the stadium.
Nice. What else?
That's road traffic.
Uh-huh.
Registrar General's Department, birth certificates, marriage certificates. It doesn't have to be under your bed. You can get it from them and still put it there. But you can apply for those certified copies from My Gateway.
You may have to go in detail with that, but I'll wait till I bring someone from the registrar there. Because the people that want me to find my daddy affidavit, right? The man being dead for a while and I'm having issues finding it. So I'm not sure if I'm stateless or not, but I appreciate the fact that I can apply for it online. But I'm listening. Go ahead.
All right. So we're moving on. The passport office. You can renew your e-passport online.
Nice.
That's on My Gateway.
Nice.
The Ministry of Finance. There are a lot of concessions that are available. There's one in particular, the Family Island Development Encouragement Act, where, you know, we're reaching out to the Family Islanders to say, you can use My Gateway as well. It is not Nassau-centric. We have over...
Family Islands can use this.
Yes, you can. Family Islanders, all of our islands, Grand Bahama in the north, Inagua in the south, you can apply on My Gateway. All of these concessions that are made available by the government, you can go on My Gateway, the Ministry of Finance header, and you can find those concession applications available right there.
I want to interrupt you, right?
Yes.
But I don't want to interrupt the listing. So I'm going to pause, but I'm going to ask about something with the Family Islanders.
Okay.
But go ahead.
All right. The Ministry of Tourism, Investments, and Aviation. Bahama Host. We know Bahama Host is something that the tourism industry, you know, it thrives on as well. They are, you know, the professional training agency for the tourism industry. That is on My Gateway. So if you are a taxi driver, you work in the hotel industry, you're someone who's just interested in, you know, learning more about being a professional in the tourism arena, you can go on My Gateway and you can apply for your Bahama Host service.
Mm-hmm.
We also have the post office.
Really?
Yes, the post office box applications as well as the renewal. So they have the full circle there, the new box and the renewal on My Gateway.
Okay.
Yes.
I haven't paid my post office box bill yet.
You need to do that.
The timing. Now it's in this convenient. I can just do it online. I don't know.
You can do it online.
Any place else?
We have a few other places. Office of the Attorney General. We have the Department of Housing, the Bohemian Dream, home ownership.
Mm.
Those applications are online. Parliamentary Registration Department. We had an interesting run with them during like time for the advance poll registrations. Mm-hmm. That was on My Gateway. Agriculture and the Department of Marine Resources. Crawfish season is just around the bend, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So those applications for those fishermen are also available on My Gateway for their compressor permits, their crawfish trapping permits. They can apply for those on My Gateway. I'm still going, CA.
No, listening.
And we have the Royal Bahamas Police Force. You know, force. We call it the police record, right?
Mm-hmm.
I learned the correct name for this document when I joined the Digital Transformation Unit. The Police Character Certificate, which is one of our most applied for services on My Gateway. is available. And the Royal Bahamas Police Force, kudos to all of our agencies. They're doing a wonderful job. They're very enthused about digital transformation. That's the buzzword right now. And we are pleased to say that all of them are onboarded. Our newest agency to join the lineup. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The Department of Labor.
Okay.
Is onboarded to my gateway.
So by unemployed, they go this thing?
Well, the employers with the notification of vacancies to get those labor certificates.
Understand.
They're on my gateway now. So we are so pleased that, you know, these are all early adopters and the pioneers of my gateways, these agencies that came on first. So we are so pleased to have been working with them throughout the time.
Okay. Mr. Lynn, Boleg mentioned Family Islanders, right? And said it makes it more convenient. I have a cousin that comes down every 5 years to renew all of her documents. You know, we got to pay for plane tickets. And she say, oh, cousin, can you pick me up from the airport and whatever it is. And now they're saying that I could do it online. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
But where would she pick it up? I mean, the documents. I mean, I pay for everything. I picture she pays for everything.
Yes.
It's convenience. But how do we get the document, the passport, the driver's license, and those get to Ackland? Or she still have to come down this way?
So the only way that we can make e-government work, of course, is through partnership.
Mm-hmm.
And so the team works very closely with a lot of the Family Island administrators, a lot of the local offices within the Family Islands, just to coordinate the collection of documents in those respective Family Islands. So we've been doing, you know, quite a bit of work with Grand Bahama, some work with Abaco, some work with Eleuthera. And we've not forgotten the remainder of the islands, the inhabited islands.
I'm talking about Ackland. Don't worry about
that. So no, don't worry.
They have their own lobbyists.
So don't worry about Ackland's. Mm-hmm. You know, and if Ackland's is listening, Ackland's, we are coming to you. My grandmother was from Pastel Ackland's. And if anybody knows about Pastel Ackland's, there are about three persons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Still live there.
Down there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. So we're going to definitely get there. We're not discounting any of the Family Islands, but we have to appreciate that as a culture, each island, we are all Bahamian, but each island has its unique, you know, its uniqueness. And so we have to be cognizant and respectful of those particular islands, and we have to treat with them accordingly. And so we are having those conversations with the Family Island administrators to make sure that we do it right and we get it right. We need a system that will work perfectly for that particular island, because we cannot take a one-stop shop all approach for the entire Bahamas.
So let's briefly talk about the islands that you are involved with at this present time. I see you mentioned Abaco, you mentioned Grand Bahama. How is that process? Where do they pick up?
So for example, with Grand Bahama, they have offices physically located there. And so we coordinate collection centers or drop or pickup points for those particular islands. And then as we move throughout, and I'm sure Anisha can speak to this a little bit more. I know that at one point we would have arranged for some drop deliveries, utilizing different courier services, etc. And so, you know, we're making it work as best as possible, particularly given the sort of engagement we have on the island and a number of individuals from that island who are signed onto the portal. And so as we watch that, as we monitor that, we're making decisions based on, you know, user acceptance, based on the number of persons who are taking part in or prescribing to that particular service. And so as we onboard more individuals, we'll definitely continue to make the decisions that are critical. Right now, we have 80,000 individuals who are registered as users on the My Gateway portal. And so our adoption rate, you know, it's pretty neat, you know, pretty cool. When we started under 1,000, I think within the first 2-3 months. And then, you know, persons utilized the service. They told a friend, texted a friend. We had a drive to help persons learn a lot more about My Gateway. And so now we're up to 80,000 and we're looking forward to celebrating that 100,000 mark.
80,000 is a lot.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Nice. That's something to brag about.
That is something to brag about.
But I see I have a caller here. So producer, put a caller through. Let me see what they're talking about. Welcome to Garden Radio at AM. This is C.A. Nuri. How can I help you today? Hello?
Happy Almost Independence.
Almost Independence, yes. And you are definitely the first caller. So that means that package at the front desk is yours. And it's from the Bahama Bells Bakery. And the head chef there is Letishka Campbell. And you can come down. Just mention, I need your name, by the way, so I can actually write it down. So give me your name.
Leonard.
So Leonard, you go down to the front desk. I get the producer. Take your phone number as we put you on hold, and we can arrange that you come and pick it up from the Guardian's help desk there.
Is that good?
Excellent. By the way, have you used my gateways yet?
Yes, I have. My wife made me sign up.
It seems like it's a wife thing. Like, the wives always know about these things, and us men say, well, there's something that exists. Because I used to start it on long lines, you know? But I'm glad that you're taking it. What did you get?
Everything.
No, you got
passport, driver's license.
I feel shame.
Police record, everything.
I feel shame. Okay, Leonard.
You should.
I feel shame. Boy, and I'm told this is some new thing that happened last year. My wife just knew about it. Apparently, it existed for a while.
For a long while.
Oh, boy. Okay, rub it in. Hold for the producer, man, and congratulations for your win, okay?
Thank you so very much.
There you have it. Like the young people say, that's it.
But like the young people say, say less.
say less,
right? And I see I have another phone call there. Patch that through. Thank you for holding. This is Guardian Radio AM. This is C.A. Nuri. How can I help you today?
Morning, C.A.N.D. again.
Good morning, Graham. How are you doing this morning?
I'm the same, tall, smart, and handsome, but thanks for asking.
That's good.
You know, when are we going to expect boat licensing, gun licensing? I got a long list. I won't
run. No, out. I want you to list all the lists, because I heard you say gun licensing, and they're coming on Friday, so this should be interesting.
Boat licensing. Yes. You know, and Friday I got to call you because we're the most highly regulated gun place in the world, yet we're considered a conflict zone, but we'll talk about that on Friday. When will all the services be made available, number one? Because we don't want to list everything, right? That'll take all day. And I'm really excited you guys are doing it. And even more exciting to me is how excited everybody is about being 25 to 30 years late. They've been doing this in Canada 30 years ago. And so we have such few people, CA, that we should have done it before Canada, just like we should have adopted central bank digital currencies. But I guess better late than never. But Peter Nygaard told me better never late when I worked for him. So you all have a good one, and let us know when we can expect all the services. Now, how does it work when the internet doesn't work in the out islands because someone cut the fiber cable to the internet service providers? That's what I want to know. How do we go digital when the internet is not at 5G speed? Little bumps and hurdles, I guess, we'll get at. So let me know when we can expect all services. Good show.
I appreciate your question, Graham. There's good questions. Now, I know that none of you are technicians. Any of you are computer technicians?
No.
Okay, so that part with the fiber cut off and the fiber line, are you able to answer any of that?
Well, what we can say, so I do appreciate that the caller raised three things. All services, you know, the fact that we seem to be a little late in the journey, and then the question around infrastructure. So maybe we could start at the last one and go backwards.
Mm-hmm.
So with respect to infrastructure, we do know that there are conversations that need to be held with service providers, and I believe that you know, we appreciate that there may be a necessity for public-private partnership. So we're not working in a vacuum or with blinders on, thinking that we can go and run with digital transformation and not address the issues as it relates to infrastructure. And so those conversations will be ongoing. What we always say to our agencies is this is not a perfect process. We're not going to just flip the light switch on, pop up, and boom. You know, we're 120% perfected. This is a gradual process. Countries around the world have taken some as minimal as 12 years. Some have even taken about 40 years to get to the digital transformation project or process completed. And so we know that this is an incremental journey. At the team level, we say that this is not a sprint. This is a marathon, but we are all committed and dedicated to making this happen. You know, the beauty of this project is that we've partnered with the IDB. And so there are so many lessons learned from countries within LATAM that we lean on, and we, you know, we have conversations to learn, you know, what are some of the things that we can, you know, take away? What are some of the things that we may need to be cautious about, learning lessons, experiences, etc.? So we're working very closely as partners to understand and appreciate this digital transformation journey. Because of that partnership, we have until about 2025. The aim is to get 200 services online. And right now, we're actually a bit ahead of ourselves with the amount of services that we currently have on board.
I'm impressed with the list.
Yes, we have an extensive list. And, you know, the caller mentioned gun license. You are able to renew your gun licenses currently through the RBPF. Anishka mentioned that Royal Bahamas Police Force is a part of the My Gateway portal. So you can go in and you can renew your gun license. And so I would invite, the caller to visit mygateway.gov.bs. Check out the listing of services. Some of the services you're looking for may already be there. And, you know, utilize that little help button at the bottom. If you want to drop us a comment, visit our social media platforms, send us a message and say, hey, I use this service, but I'm looking for this service. And, you know, we take that back at the team level and we have a conversation about it. We go to the agency and we say, you know, hey, listen, we have X amount of users saying they're interested in seeing this service. Let's look at the data. Let's look at the conversation that they're having. And if you're interested as an agency, let's come to the table. Let's partner and let's get it done. And I appreciate the caller's comment around, you know, better late than never. But I just want everyone to appreciate that, yes, we are a small nation. We're developing in so many different arenas. And one of those arenas is, you know, relative to e-government. And we will continue to make strides. There's a lot that we can boast of to date. You know, our team is 100% Bahamian. We have software developers on the team, all Bahamian developers under the age of 35. So we're making strides, we're making moves. Anishka spoke about the National Cert, so that is an office that we're creating for the first time in country, which means that the government is taking cybersecurity seriously. And so, you know, there's a lot to celebrate, and we like to take that positive outlook so that we continue to keep ourselves motivated and progress this digital transformation journey. We're excited that it started. And not only did it start, we have a number of agencies on board. We have more than 40 plus services. We have more than 80,000 users on the My Gateway portal. This is a unique knowledge product, an e-service delivery product that is run, managed, operated by local Bahamians.
Okay, so you have another caller, but I'm going to let you all simmer on this, right? One, I want to know about your team. So like Ms. Boleg, what the key, you mentioned team several times, what the team consists of, right? And back to legal, why can't you apply for children's passport using this MyGate? No. Ms. Boleg overs, and you go after that. So it all depends on how long Ms. Boleg talk for. But I have a caller waiting on me right now. So producer, put pressure that caller through. Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, God, lady, this is Stark in a voice.
Go ahead, Freeman.
Ferguson here.
Yes.
I have a couple of questions and a comment. First, the comment, the question is, does it like, if you put in for something, do you have a situation where it's like?
You mean for the application? Does it take a while?
Right.
How long is this application thing immediate, or is it something that takes a while? I apply today, and 3 days later you respond.
Okay, I can take that question. Every agency has different policies surrounding the delivery of the service. So some applications, literally within 24 hours, you will get a response and a notification of where to pick up the end product, the asset. And some of them, it may take up to 5 days. But if you go into the My Gateway portal, you apply for it, you will get an instant message that will give you all of the details you will need surrounding how long it will take and when you can expect the notification that you've been approved for the service or where you can go to pick up the asset.
Okay, that's good.
Let me ask you another question.
Go ahead.
Is some Crown Law link up with you all?
Not as yet, but we have had a couple users ask, when are we going to onboard that Crown Land application? So I won't say that. I will say that it is something that's kind of in the bubble for us to have that conversation to get the application for Crown Land, onboarded to the system.
My comment is, I'm Neri.
I'm here.
One morning I was going to church early, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your boy tried to rob me. And after a while, he ended up in jail and he ended up blind.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Called you yesterday talking foolishness.
I can call him and talk with it.
Take good care.
Yes, sir. Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Yeah, man, much love. Thanks for calling
much
again. And I know you're going to talk about your team, Boleg, right? But I have this question where it said, "Hi, Nuri, I've tried over and over to sign up for my gateway to no avail. I have sent emails asking for assistance and still nothing. The challenge is my email address
has
not been verified.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
And I'm frustrated.
If you need help,
so is that
and then dial your operator.
Have you heard anyone?" Producer can cut that right now. Have you heard anyone made that complaint as yet? Said they cannot get on to my gateway. They're trying to verify the access an account to start the system. Have you heard that as a concern?
Oh, definitely. We have heard from our users multiple times. We have different issues that would arise. We try to troubleshoot them as they come into us. If the user is having a difficulty with registering for an account, I would invite them. If they are willing to, they can reach out to myself or they can reach out to our help desk. Like right now, they can call them 604-4357 to allow
that. Say that help desk number again.
The help desk number is 604-4357.
And what type of questions you could ask? Just because I still want to get my text, my list of who all on your team, but I want to know.
I'm going to definitely give you that list. They can ask any question that they need an answer to at the help desk. They may need help with their one-time PIN to log into their account. They may have issues with their email. They may have issues resetting a password. They may want to know how to reach out to an agency that is on the portal. They may want to know where to go to pick up the asset. They may have gotten notification of the approval. But they may not know where it is. So if they have any inquiry, any concerns, they can reach out to the help desk.
Okay. Now, your team. Who's on this team? I mean, you don't have to call their names, but I mean, if you give a shout out, they're listening and watching. But I want to know, like, what is this team made of? How many people? It's like four people in this department?
Well, it's definitely not four people. And I would say that the Digital Transformation Unit does work under the Department of Transformation and Digitization.
I didn't know we had a department called that.
Yes, we do. It was formerly DIT, Department of Information Technology. So we work very closely with them. So we have a robust team, and we work together to ensure that my gateway is a success, to ensure that...
So you're saying it's more than four people?
It's definitely more than four.
Because I know two people so far. I have two people on the list.
Listen, and I'm going to let you know some of the areas that we all work in. Again, I say that DTU is a little engine that could. So on the DTU team, we are working under an ABLE program manager who is also the National Coordinator of Information Technology. We have our legal team that makes sure that everything is safe, secure, legislated. If there's a gap in legislation, they identify that and they work to best close any gaps. Because, you know, we're online and that in itself is a whole different system that you're working in.
I can imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the legal team is very able. We have our system engineers, our developers, our ICT team. As she would have said, they're young, dynamic, all bohemian team. Mm-hmm. That, you know, they're in the background putting all the pieces, the parts together. What you see, the end product, is their handiwork. You have the team that I am so proud to be a part of, the change management team, and we are the ones, we work with the agencies. Like I would have said earlier, we go into the agencies, we identify the roles and the people in the agency that are going to be impacted by the change. You know, sometimes in a project, everything is system focused. This is the solution we're presenting. This is the policy we're implementing. But we kind of forget to move the people along with the change. And that is where we get some resistance, you know, within agencies. So change management makes sure that at every step, the agency members are aware of the changes. They are able to work in the change. We provide the necessary training. So that being said, we have a training section within the DTU. We have the business analysts that make sure those requirements are received from the agencies. We have our business process design team that makes sure that what the agency is requiring...
This team sounds big.
That makes sure that what the agency is requiring, we're able to deliver, because we don't want to give them something and force it down their throat if it's not what they're expecting. Mm-hmm. So we take their requirements and we make it redesigned to those requirements. We also have our catalogers that go out to the agencies and, you know, they work with the processes. You know, we have as is and the to be, right? We want to know what you're doing right now. What are you doing right now in your agency? How do you provide this service? It starts at the door when the customer enters. They go to the front desk. They fill in this form. They deposit it here. They pay to the window over there. We want to know exactly what is that step-by-step process looks like, so we can know when we talk about transformation that we're moving from the caterpillar to the butterfly. And mm-hmm. transformation in itself is very radical, right? Mm-hmm. It's disruptive. So, but we want to move you to a different state of being that is improving even the working experience of the agencies. And we also have our project managers, and they do everything. Mm-hmm. The project managers do everything, and we're so grateful for the ones that we do have. They make sure that everything is in place with the agencies, every meeting that we need to have, every influence that we need to reach, that those persons are reached, if we need to go to the permanent secretary, to the ministers, you know, that make sure everybody is in agreement mm-hmm. on what we are building, what we are designing, and what we are offering. Like I said, we're not building something just for everybody else out there. We're also users of the system. Excellent. And the agency themselves, they've given us their feedback. If they have an issue, you know, they come to us and we say, well, we need this to be in place. And sometimes, CA, when you build something or when you say you want something, you don't always know right away that it's everything you want, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we always have those conversations. Is that, is there something we can add to improve the delivery of your service? And we have those Good. Conversations.
Good. And I know we're going to soon go on a break, but before I go on a break, I got to go back to Ms. Dillette. Why can't I, she's legal, why can't I apply for my child's birth certificate and passport? No, passport. It's a passport I want. Renewal. It's a renewal, man. And a lot of people complain about that. Right? So I know some kind of technicality. So I can let that be to you. And right after that, we go on a break.
Yes. So we have heard the users requesting that they would like to make application for services on behalf of their minors or the minors under their care. And just because we have so many different scenarios in country in terms of our children, guardianship, our relationships, et cetera, we want to make sure that the law is accurate. We want to make sure that the process that we put in place actually benefits the child without offending existing custodial or access rights relative to the parents and guardians. So that is high priority on our list. Our policymakers have made it pretty clear that they would wish to see children being on board, parents being able to access services for the child. And so we're working on that as quickly as possible, engaging with the agency with respect to some of those hot topic services. So being able to apply for the police character certificate for a minor, being able to apply for the birth certificate for a minor, being able to make the application for a permit for the minor. And so we are looking at those. I would say stay tuned for quarter 3, quarter 4 of this year. And you should see quite a bit of information coming out to the public in that regard. So, and that's a part of e-government. You know, the public has spoken, we've heard them, and so they've given us work. We've added it to the list, and we're hard at it. Like Anishka said, the little engine that could, the little engine that could has received those orders. And so we are moving as quickly as possible to get that onboarding.
You hear that then? so we're going to our commercial break and we'll be right back. This is Guardian Radio AM. My name is, I forgot my name, C.A. Nuri. And we'll be right back after this brief break.
We're not always able to see the storms in life approaching, but we can take the necessary steps to be prepared to ensure the safety of ourselves, our loved ones, and our property. This hurricane season, trust J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers. We'll be here to help you get back on track in your time of need. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. This is C.A. Nuri, and we have a discussion with members from the mygateway.com.
.gov.bs.
Say it one more time.
mygateway.gov www.digitaltransformationunit.bs.
And ladies are part of the digital transformation unit that governs over that to make sure it comes through. And we have a discussion on how this benefits the entire Bahamas, how it would benefit me. And if you want to join this discussion and call in and give your views, you can call me at 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or use a text line. And I have a text here that says that, love this show. We regularly have to update character records for our directors of our company. Can I create an account in the name of the company instead of it individually? Let's go to legal. Let's see if that's happening.
Not quite yet, but it is coming. So we do.
Give me that process. Who can apply for the account if not the company itself?
So right now we are holding accounts for individual users only. And so you make the application. I'm sorry, you register the account. You go on to mygateway.gov.bs. You sign up for the account, create the account, and then you're able to access services. We do appreciate, though, that we must get to the point of business profiles where persons trading as, partnerships, companies, they're able to create accounts in order to transact and do business with the government. Because not all business that you do is in your individual capacity. It may be as a director or officer of a particular company. It may be as a CEO, COO of a particular company. It may be as an authorized personnel of a particular company. And so business profiles are also on the way.
And I have someone asking for Ms. Newbold's first name. So Ms. Newbold, I
Ms.
know
Bo-Bole.
It's
a Bole.
Ms. Bole. So they said Ms.
Newbold. Did they write Newbold? Are they you knew, saying
no,
I mean, Newbold?
No. They said, hold on. It says Newbold. So it's not me. So I'm, I know they mean you.
This is Ms. Boleg. Anishka.
They have me looking. Anyway, go ahead. Ms. Boleg. Andrus name. She says from Andrus, you know.
Yes.
Can you tell me your first name, Anishka? I mean, I know it's Anishka, but go ahead.
Anishka Boleg.
Go ahead. And not Newbold. Good. I assume they want to contact you directly in order to ask that question for you.
Okay.
And good morning. When will the end product be available online? Okay.
That is an important question.
Yes.
And we are excited about that. And so in country, yes, we do want to get to the point where our outputs are digital. And so that's kind of a heavy load right now on the legal's desk in terms of canvassing legislation, you know, conducting gap analysis, looking at what we have, what we don't have, and then how do we plug that so that we're able to issue our digital certificates online. Having reviewed the legislation, there are a few that we've identified. And so there'll be some information coming out surrounding that. But we do expect to have some digital outputs before the end of this year in order for us nationally or holistically to get to the point of recognizing digital outputs and leveraging ICT to the point where a lot of the physical outputs are issued via digital means. Then we will need to have our legislation updated a bit. We would need to advance our data protection legislation. We would need to introduce our cybersecurity suite of legislation. And so we are moving towards the digital certificate era. Our team is excited about it. Our developers are working around the clock, trying to find the way or the mechanism to do it. It will perhaps require us to introduce some new technologies in country and have them formally recognized at the public sector level and utilized at the public sector level. And I'm sure if there are some techies or information technologists out there, they perhaps know what we're talking about, but
a couple of them complaining on text right now.
Yes, yeah. So there is some there are some technologies out there, distributed ledger, blockchain. So we're having those conversations internally, and we do need to find a way to formally introduce them into the public sector. We do have a member of the team also working on creating a national ICT strategy, which will speak to where the country wants to go in terms of ICT. And so we're excited about that as well.
And the text basically led me to this question. Can I pay online? I mean, I can apply.
Yes.
So currently I can apply and then pay. The only issue is the terms of pickup.
Yes. So you can request the service.
I just see it now. I see it.
Apply for the service and pay for the service online currently. And then we have the centralized collection center in New Providence for those persons picking up in New Providence where you can go and collect your outputs.
Oh, so do you have the collection centers ready? Or
yes, the collection
center.
Can you
give me, I mean, I didn't brief you on this beforehand, so forgive me, but do you know where the collection centers are?
Yes.
No. The Town Center Mall.
Oh, so I can go to Town Center Mall. Yeah. That's yes. true.
And so when you access a service, you know, all of that is communicated to you through the process.
Okay, and
so
they tell me, go to Town Center Mall to pick up on this particular day.
Yes.
Yeah. I see why I go straight to the Town Center Mall and just pay for my post office box instead of going, still to see a spot. But I mean, I digress.
But you wouldn't have to wait on the line.
There you go. There you go. But they know me.
Yeah.
Because I make noise a lot. They say, oh, that's that boy from God. Yeah, anyway. I have a comment. It says, I was pleased when I used my gateway to get my driver's license. Hopefully, it's the same for my passport renewal. Is it the same? Is it smooth sailing, easy going? Yeah?
Yep. So the process is pretty much the same. I think what the general public should be aware of is that, you know, agencies are also digitizing, and so they also provide mechanisms for you to access services. The beauty about My Gateway, though, is almost a one-stop shop. You can go one place to kind of access different government services, and the end game is that all government services, you know, would be available via My Gateway. And so for the user, you don't have to figure out, do I have to go to this website for this? Do I have to go to this social media page for this? Do I go here for this? You will know or come to know that mygateway.gov.bs is that centralized portal.
The hub for everything. That's a miracle and something to be praised just by itself, everything. You know, I see another comment saying, love My Gateway. I've used it for my birth certificate and police record. It's fast, efficient. Love the fact that I have less human contact. I like meeting people. I have conversations, but a less human contact. And that's a praise that a number of persons are going out. So you have a lot of people who are celebrating and extending compliments and hoorah for My Gateway. So it's definitely a success.
And that makes us very happy because it shows that what we are building and what we are working on, it is being used and it's being adopted. So we're not going to say, okay, we're 100% perfect. The aim here is not really the perfection of it. It is the adoption of it. So we want to know that persons are using it. How are they finding it? Even if the feedback is that, you know, I need y'all to work on this, My Gateway. It's not working out for me. We want to hear that feedback because if one person is having that issue, it's possible that 10 more persons are having it. So if we're getting that feedback, those are things that we can work on. But we definitely appreciate the commendations and that, you know, we are all on the same page when it comes to digital transformation in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm. And that feedback is a part of the process, you know, and we want Bahamians and users to understand that. That is a part of the process. You know, e-government is having that conversation so that we work together to perfect the product. So the more persons, you know, drop notes, we've had persons with great criticism. Mm-hmm. We've had individuals recommend feature ads, you know, consider this. Why don't you guys try this? They share experiences that they would have had outside of country and access to give that consideration. So all of that is a part of the digital transformation journey.
I have another caller there. Producer, patch that caller through. Let's squeeze them in before we go. Thank you for holding. This is C.A. Nuri. How can I help you today?
Yes, good morning, C. I know you're about to close. But listen, I just want to know, whatever happened to the $10 million that we paid to those people from Malaysia 27 years ago to have all of this thing done 20 years ago. Whatever happened to the
sound like
ago?
I need to have a minister to come in and answer that question, man. Instead of technocrats.
Yes.
We need our money back, man.
You need some change. I understand. And I appreciate you adding that question into this because their leaders are listening to this. I'm sure they're having a chuckle right now. But that's a ministerial type question and not for the two that I have here now. But we're about to close, right? And I wanna ask what agencies, right? How can an agency outside say, I want to be a part of My Gateway? Who do they contact to say, well, I want my business, my agency on that platform?
So we formally reside under the portfolio of the Ministry of Economic Affairs, and that's Minister Michael Halkidis. The Department of Transformation and Digitization falls under that ministry as well. Our head for the Digital Transformation Unit is in the person of Parliamentary Secretary Wade Watson, and then the National Coordinator for Information Technology and Country, Mr. Patrick Davis. And so persons can reach out. You know, if they're interested, individuals, agencies, questions, queries, concerns, visit the website, mygateway.gov.bs. You will find some useful contact information. Feel free to send us an email. We're pretty responsive to email. Someone is always keeping an eye on that inbox. And so once you send that email, we will definitely chart your query or your concern in the right direction, and we will have it addressed.
And any final thought, Ms. Bowleg, not Ms. Newbold?
Not Ms. Newbold. One of the guiding principles that we are governed under the Digital Transformation Project is making government work for you. And we want to remind every user, citizens and residents alike, and we have users that are in over 26 countries. You know, we have a diaspora as well, Bahamians that live abroad. And we want to say that we are more than pleased to be in the history of the Bahamas. We are 49 in a few days. And we are pleased to be a part of the history of the Bahamas in this way of providing government services online for you, for your convenience, in one safe, centralized location.
This, thank you very much, Ms. Dillon. Thank you very much, Ms. Bowleg. This has been Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. And thank you very much for joining us. And tomorrow I'll be here again, celebrating the march on to independence. Have a great day.